Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ask him some questions. The assembled who's who of Atlanta media is up here. Obviously, that's why Randy McMichael was here today as a media member to be involved in this media event.
No, I was here because the boss told me I'd come.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with media.
It's a press conference.
The boss say, you go up there, you go up there.
You going to get in there and ask a question?
Probably not. I'm going to listen to what this young man has to say, and then we're going to go from there. But I'm so excited to talk to him because of the fact, you know what, this is the dream part of it.
Yeah.
This is what you worked. And it's so funny when you're 19 years old, my whole life for, you know. You barely just started living, you know. And I love that part about it. But, it's exciting. Hopefully we can get a chance to talk to Travis about it, Coach Pierce on what he thinks about coaching one more young player.
Right.
And so, you know, you got to make sure, Randy, you stay in that box, all right? I'm not going to – because sometimes, I might take Hugh's advice and just go for it.
Go for his throat,
go
I think is
throat.
What Hugh advised me to do with Travis Schlenk today. I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to keep it civil when we talk to the general manager coming up later, like you mentioned, Randy.
Because we do want to come back.
I would like to be invited
back.
I would like to be in. It's a very nice facility.
Yeah.
Now,
the
someone.
Thing, the thing with Hugh is that they're not open when he's on. So he can say all that.
He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Although, I hear Travis Schlenk go on their show once a week, and he was pretty friendly then.
Yeah.
I don't hear him going for anybody's neck when Travis Schlenk comes on their radio show once a week.
Want to get us in trouble.
Now, somebody did ask on Twitter, I think it was Rusty on Twitter, if you and I were out there getting any jumpers up.
Right.
I was going to, but you told me not to.
Yeah, I was going because there are some players that are out there with the coach, Andy, working out. We can't go out there while they're shooting. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, Mari Spellman was out there working on some stuff. All right, getting ready to send it up to the stage where Cam Reddish is going to meet with the media and answer questions. And I know Bob Rathbun is going to be the one introducing him. Eric is getting ready to point at me because it's getting about to start. Here we go.
Up Emory Healthcare stage. Courts, as we have this great press conference arranged today to introduce Cam Reddish to the Atlanta media and fans. We are thrilled to have you all here with us today and also joining us live watching on Fox Sports Southeast and on the Fox Sports Go app. Our radio partner, 92.9 The Game, is carrying this live, and we're also streaming live on Hawks.com. So welcome to everywhere, Hawks fans everywhere watching this morning. And we'd like to extend a warm welcome indeed, to the entire Reddish family that is here today. And we're happy to welcome you all to the Hawks and to Atlanta. It's great to have you here. Just a reminder before we get going, because of the machinations of the NBA, the only person we can talk about the draft today is Cam. So if you'll limit those questions, there'll be another time, of course, for the remainder of the draft, but that's not today. So only questions about Cam's selection by the Hawks. Joining me is Hawks general manager Travis Schlenk, Cam Reddish, and head coach Lloyd Pierce. And they'll all be here to speak and later to take your questions. And Travis, we'll begin with you. The first one is, of course, what attracted you to Cam Reddish to draft him for the Hawks?
Well, Cam's a guy that we've had the opportunity to see many times, playing for USA Basketball, playing on the circuit, AAU circuit, and then obviously playing at Duke last year. So he's a guy that we've seen for several years. It's pretty obvious what attracted us to him, I think, right? When we talk about, or what I've talked about in the past, are guys that are multidimensional, multi-positional. Cam's ability to handle the ball, Cam's ability to create for other players and shoot the basketball on the offensive end. But also, I don't think that he got the credit he deserves defensively this year. You know, Cam's a very good defensive player, great anticipation, he uses length. So just all-around basketball skill.
And Cam, welcome to Atlanta. This has been quite a whirlwind for you here these last few days. Tell us about what it's been like since Thursday night in New York.
It's been crazy. It's truly a blessing, a dream come true. The city of Atlanta is so beautiful, and I'm just really happy to be here.
And that is something I wanted you to speak on, because you mentioned in New York on Thursday night, this was a ball club that you wanted to come to.
Yeah. I feel like it's a perfect fit in a way. It's a young core, super talented, and I feel like I just want to learn my teammates. And once that happens, I feel like we'll be in a good spot.
How did you think that entire Duke experience helped prepare you for today?
Yeah, Duke was phenomenal in all aspects, and coach was great. I feel like he prepared me to be a pro, and overall, it was great.
Lloyd Travis does the drafting. He turns it over to you to do the coaching now. What do you see in Cam?
Similar to what Travis spoke about, I think the biggest thing for us is adding talent, but adding talent that we feel translates to the NBA game. Guys that can facilitate. Obviously, shooting is a priority for any team. But I think defensively is where you get excited. And as you watch the playoffs in each round, who can switch 1 through 4, who can defend on the perimeter, who has the length to rebound and attack. And I think Cam brings a lot of that. Obviously, we want to help him grow to those areas. We want to help him learn every aspect, whether it's playing with the basketball, playing off the ball. There's a lot of room to grow, but he's already got a skill set and a build for it.
Cam, are you close to any of the guys on the team?
I spoke with Trey after the draft, and we're actually with the same agency, Octagon, so there's a little connection there. And I played with Kevin Herter on Team USA, so we have a little relationship there as well. I was around Omari Spellman. He went to Villanova, so close to home. So, and I was around him a little bit, so I know a few of the guys was definitely going to help me with my transition.
Travis, draft night can be exciting and excruciating and all kinds of emotions. What was it like in the war room when that pick was coming at number 10 and Cam was still there for you?
Well, we made kind of a calculated risk that, he would be there at 10. So we went into it with a game plan, but you never really know. We felt like it was possible. We were in close touch with his agents throughout the process. But, trades can happen. Then all of a sudden Minnesota jumps up to 6. And, that makes your heart flutter a little bit because you just don't know what they're going to do. But we're extremely thankful that it worked out and Cam's going to be with us for the future.
Great. Well, with that, we'll open it up to questions. We'll have microphones. And if you would please identify yourself for Cam's benefit and those that are watching and listening. This morning, your name and affiliation, and we're ready to go. So I'll leave it to Max and Jelani to handle the microphone duties. Just raise your hand, and we'll come to you.
How you doing, Cam? Terrell Thomas. I want to ask you, we heard a lot about, after the draft night, you were talking about your excitement, of course, coming to Atlanta and getting here. You're here now. So what were your first thoughts when you got into the city? And just how do you feel like your game will mature here in Atlanta playing under Coach Pierce?
Yeah. Like I said, the city's beautiful. On my way in to the hotel, I saw a few signs of myself. And, it makes me feel super good. The city's showing a bunch of love. And, I'm appreciative of it. And, I feel like this is the place I want to be and the place I can grow the most of.
Rafael Haynes, the three-point conversion. Being at Duke with all the talent and the scheme, you really weren't able to showcase all of your skill set. Now that you're in Atlanta, playing in the NBA, how excited are you to showcase your skill set?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I feel like once I get healthy and get to work, I feel like it'll all come out. I feel like it all starts with my work ethic and just learning the guys and learning from them. I just feel like, doing that will help me a lot.
Cam, Jamila Johnson, ATL Hawks fans. First of all, welcome to Atlanta. And of course, when you come here, you're going to create your own identity as a player. But when you were with Duke, Coach K compared you to Grant Hill. And he said what you had done in that game reminded him of Grant Hill. And now that you're coming to play for Atlanta, where Grant Hill is a part owner of the team, does that kind of come full circle? Have you been able to talk to Grant since you've been drafted?
I have not been able to speak with him. But it's an honor to be compared to somebody like him. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal talent. Great guy, and I look forward to talking to him.
Cam, Jonathan Simmons from Real Talk Sports here in Atlanta. You talked about how much you enjoyed what you've seen so far from the city. And again, I want to just reboot on that question about what does it mean for you to come here and be in a city that you do like, be in a city that you wanted to be drafted for, and of course, be in a city where you have a guy that is a Duke legend as part of the ownership group.
Yeah, I think that shows the Duke connection a little bit. Duke's everywhere, of course. But it's truly a blessing. I'm extremely excited to, get to work and be here. And I'm really just ready to go.
Cam Allison, WSB. Did you have a chance to watch the Hawks play at all last season and kind of see the impact that a rookie can make like Trae Young? And do you hope that maybe you can do the same thing this season?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not going to lie, last year was a little tough for me to watch, you know, NBA basketball, considering I didn't have, you know, cable in my dorm room. But I did see, you know, I saw a lot of, you know, Trae, of course. He was all over the place, phenomenal player. But I did, you know, watch a little bit.
Chris Kirsch.
For sure.
Chris Kirsch with The Athletic. Travis, this is a question for you. You mentioned that you scouted him back in high school. Do you remember the first time you scouted him and what you saw out of him back then?
I think probably the first time I would have saw him would have been at the Nike Skills Camp out in Vegas. So he would have been, I don't know, 16 or 15 years old. So at that time, it's probably the first time I saw him. I remember anyway. And it's the same thing, you know, just the overall skill set. You know, he handled the ball a lot more in those settings, so you could really see his playmaking ability.
Okay, I'm Chris Villamore from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and you probably don't want to use that as an excuse, and the injury is kind of slowing you a little bit, but I'm wondering how much that kind of you think had an effect on last year and how you performed.
Like you said, it's not an excuse, but it was definitely tough. It was kind of nagging me throughout the entire season. But I'm looking forward to getting healthy. I'm working extremely hard with the training staff right now to, you know, just get back and get healthy. So that's my main priority right now.
All right, this is Abner Jackson III with AJJ Report. You all have one of the best young cores in the NBA. So do you feel like you all have a good chance to make the playoffs this season?
I feel like once we get together, come together, learn from coach, I think it's definitely a possibility, but I feel like it all starts with, you know, us just building our chemistry and just coming together as one.
Hey, Cam, Ben Steiner, Miko Hoops. How do you envision yourself playing alongside Trae Young, a guy that was second, in the NBA in assists this past season, and how excited are you?
I mean, yeah, he's a phenomenal, phenomenal player, and obviously talking to him made me feel great. He can do a variety of different things on the floor, and obviously passing is one of his, biggest, assets. And so I'm definitely looking forward to playing with him, learning from him, just learning about his experiences here in Atlanta, and just going from there.
Chris Kirshner, The Athletic. Lloyd, what kind of role do you see Cam fitting in?
I think we've talked about it a lot during the year, and the more playmakers and facilitators you can put on the floor, the better your team is. And we saw the amount of attention that Trae will get. We saw it late in the year, and we'll see it a lot more next year. And so it's not about Trae, but I think anytime you think of how do you attack on the back end, 4-on-3, 3-on-2 situations, you have a guy like Cam, Kevin Herter, guys that are comfortable with the basketball as well as off the basketball. The more guys you have that are like that, more secure I feel. And so we'll be able to put the ball in his hands to initiate the offense. We'll also be able to put the ball on the backside where he's a secondary playmaker as well.
Cam, Terrell Thomas again. Cam, I want to know, with you growing up in Norristown in the Philadelphia area, of course, the pros are very competitive, but that's something you're not a stranger to with the competition in Philadelphia. Can you talk about how playing in the Philadelphia area has helped you become a pro?
Yeah, for sure. Iron sharpens iron. And so playing against, the best competition every single day and the best competitors, throughout my entire, career, it's made me who I am today. And just continue to find the competitors and play against those guys will make me, who I want to be.
Rafael Haynes, a three-point conversion, played under a legendary coach in Coach K. What did he instill in you that would help you come into Atlanta and be successful?
I played with great players. And coming here, obviously, we have a young, talented core. So just having that aspect is definitely going to help a lot. But I feel like Coach really taught me how to manage my time on and off the court, just being efficient with everything and just making sure everything is, right. And I took that from Coach.
Allison, WSB again. Has there been a moment yet that it's kind of hit you that you've taken that next step, that you're in the NBA now playing for the Hawks? I mean, what has that been like for you? Your family's here. You're talking to me. Has there been an aha moment for you yet?
For sure. Yeah. When I first landed and I was on the way here, I saw my face and my name on a building, and it was at that moment I was just like, I love this. I love this city, and I mean, it was great.
Kendall Lewis, Atlanta Radio 1 and Real Life Sports. What do you want to work on most this upcoming season as far as your game? Three-point range, what would you want to work on most?
Well, my first priority is getting healthy. So, you know, after that, I want to really work on my ball handling ability, my playmaking skills, and sharpening up my shooting as well. So I would just say all aspects of my game really, you know, need improvement.
Cam Jonathan Simmons again from Real Talk Sports. I heard you mention about what a blessing it is for you, and I also heard you mention a scripture, iron sharpens iron. So I'm going to ask you, how important has your faith been in terms of shaping your career thus far?
Yeah, my faith keeps me grounded. I grew up going to church almost every single Sunday, and I mean, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. So faith definitely plays a huge part of my life.
Well, that was the introductory press conference for the 10th overall pick by the Atlanta Hawks, Cam Reddish. Cam's going to join us live in about half an hour from right now. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back and react to a couple of the things that we heard from Cam Reddish. Get to a couple of different topics as well, as we are live from the Emory Sports up here, the Hawks practice facility. Again, going to talk to Cam Reddish in about half an hour from right now on the Midday Show with Randy and Andy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When I first landed and I was on the way here, I saw my face and my name on a building, and it was at that moment I was just like, I love this. I love this city, and I mean, it was great.
So cool. The voice of Cam Reddish from his introductory press conference just a few minutes ago. Live from the Emory Sports Medicine Complex. Midday Show with Andy and Randy up here hanging out till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cam Reddish is going to step in and join us in about 15 minutes. We'll get a chance to talk to Cam in about 15 minutes from now. Okay, great. Just got confirmation from John Steinberg that Cam Reddish will join us at 11:40, so we're good to go there. That would be cool, yeah. You land in a city and you see a big billboard of yourself.
That would be cool.
As you're driving to your new job where, you can get paid a pretty decent amount of money as well. That wouldn't be too bad. It would be a nice way to start your professional career, right?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, you get on a plane and then you automatically see.
Oh, that's me.
You come to a great city in Atlanta, and then all of a sudden you see yourself on the side of a building, a big poster. Yeah, that's got to be awesome, man. But, again, can't say it enough. The congratulations, and of course he'll be here in about, like I said, about 15 minutes. And I mean, this is a big deal for him, man. And it's so great that he's here, and the fact that and hopefully we do get Coach Pierce on, because I'm like, dude, you just came off of a team with a whole bunch of young players, and they just added one more, you know, because we can't say the other one.
Now, by the way, we got a question about that on Twitter, about
yes.
Why exactly that can't be talked about, whereas Trae Young was immediately talked about last year.
Yes.
Trae Young was traded for other draft picks, so there were no active NBA contracts involved in the trade, whereas the DeAndre Hunter draft day trade involved taking on
yes.
Solomon Hill's contract. And
you can't talk about that.
Yeah, all of that stuff does not become official until – now, if it was just a whole bunch of draft picks, future draft picks, current draft picks for other draft picks, then we'd be able to talk
yes.
about DeAndre Hunter today. But there was actual contract money involved in those trades. Same thing with Bruno Fernando. So that's why the only pick that could be discussed is Cam Reddish. That's why Cam Reddish is the only one of the three guys that was introduced today. Also means that we're going to get a chance to come back up here in a couple weeks when they introduce those other guys
yes.
And talk to them as well. But we'll talk to Cam Reddish in about 15 minutes. And I think that we found out a little bit in just that brief snippet of listening to him answer questions
right.
of maybe where some of that narrative of him being, I don't know, relaxed or
he's a cool
calm.
Cat, man.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
He's a cool cat. But
just because you're not yelling in press conferences doesn't mean that you're not an inspired basketball player.
Yeah, the crazy thing about it was when somebody asked Travis about when he started, like, not necessarily recruiting, but looking, he's like 15. Like, damn. I mean, but Brian was telling us, you know, with seventh grade, you become an official, like
right.
D1. You can start being offered by D1s as far as basketball. So, I mean, these kids, they've been scouting these kids forever. And he does have some familiarity with certain guys on the team. Was at Team USA with Kevin Herter. Knows Amari Spellman from, you know, him being up there in Philly because he's a Philly guy. So, you're not coming here basically alone. You know some of these guys. And, of course, we all know that Trae Young did FaceTime him after he was drafted by the Atlanta Hawks, which I thought was really, really cool. But, yeah, I mean, he's just another part of this puzzle that they're trying to build that Travis and Lloyd Pierce are trying to put that some kind of this competitive group out there. Because right now, Andy, are we in the mindset that the Hawks should be vying for a playoff spot this
year?
Yeah,
yes. Absolutely. They asked him about that, and he said we want to get to know each other first.
Then we didn't know but coming into last year, the trade draft, it was going to be 2 more years after that.
Uh-huh.
Remember, it was going to be 2 more years after that, and then we were going to start. But now it seems like it's just 1 more year.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Braves situation,
yeah.
Right? Just fast track it.
If you're ahead of schedule, yeah. Great. That's the benefit of being right. That's what happens when you get trades right, and
right.
You get draft picks right, and you develop guys correctly, and you hire the right coach, it seems like, in Lloyd Pierce. Now, a part of that has to be getting these draft picks right this
year. That's the most important
part. Cam Reddish has to be good. I mean, we're excited about the possibility of him being good.
Yeah.
We'll see. There's no – then that's why we said this on Friday and Saturday of last week. This, you know, you can't say you don't care about draft grades just
yes.
when the draft grades aren't good for your team, and then care about draft grades when you like what people are saying about the Hawks. Because the reason you don't care about draft grades isn't because it's either positive or negative. It's because you don't know. It's impossible
right.
to actually grade a draft in terms of what the guys are going to become
mm-hmm.
the day after the draft.
Yes.
I do think it's possible the day after the draft, and that's why we did this on Friday and Saturday, to be optimistic and to understand the vision of what the team did. We didn't think it was going to be possible for the Hawks to get both of these guys.
No, we didn't.
One or the other of DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish would have been a win.
That's what we thought.
To get them both, that's why everyone's so optimistic. You don't know what it's going to become, but you can at least understand the vision, and you can understand why people are excited to see these two guys going to be coming into this team next year.
Yeah, and we thought that all along. We knew that the Atlanta Hawks were trying to find a way to get up in the draft, try to get somewhere to get in that top five situation, and that we know about the Knicks thing. We didn't know who they were trying to go up and get. And then, you know, before the draft, we found out they were trading out the four, who they were targeting and all that. But still, we didn't know that there was a possibility to get a talent like a Cam Reddish
right.
at the 10th spot. And I'm sure that, when the Wizards were up with Travis and all the coaches and the scouting department, what they were thinking when the Wizards were right there, and then you're like, okay, Cam's – we didn't think – like Travis said, we didn't think he would be here for us. And he's sitting right here – but this damn Washington Wizards in front of us. And who knows what they're going to do because they need wing players also.
Sure.
And
they need everything.
You know, and then they go and get – how do you say his name?
Rui Hachimura.
Rui Hachimura out of Gonzaga, and then there's Cam sitting there. And, I mean, I tweeted it out sarcastically, so they're going to take Cam right here. And, obviously, that's what they're got.
When we talk to Travis Schlenk later, Lloyd Pierce too, I want to know what went through their minds –
me
when
too.
They heard Adam Silver say Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, like.
Was it like a little mini celebration?
Was it a fist pump?
Was it a real celebration?
Yeah.
Like, because Travis was on TV. Like, they had video of him getting excited. What was Lloyd Pierce doing? He's sitting at home.
Chilling.
He's hanging out. Did he, you know, pumping his fists up in the air? Now, another little bit of Cam Reddish news. We know that he's going to wear number 22.
Yes.
Coming up next year. Now, not great news for Alex Poitras. Given the fact that Alex Poitras was number 22 last season, I guess that means maybe Poitras isn't coming back next year.
Or he's just getting a new number.
Or maybe he's just going to get a new number.
Yeah.
That's right. That could be.
I mean, I'm sure there's not a lot of those out there in the market, you know.
Number 22s?
Yeah.
Number 22 in Atlanta Hawks history is an interesting list. Hopefully Cam Reddish becomes the ultimate number 22. Because you want to hear some of these names?
All right, let me hear it.
Alex Poitras last year. Okay. Isaiah Taylor 2 years ago. Eddie Tavares.
Oh, God. Eddie
That's
Tavares.
Not the one you want. But Anthony Morrow. He was all right.
Am I still crazy? People
now.
Just fussing me about Eddie Tavares. Yeah. Like, oh, no, Randy, you don't know.
Flip Murray back in 2009 wore number 22. Brevin Knight wore number 22. Now, John Drew wore number 22 from 1975 to 1982. He was the longest tenured number 22.
Okay.
Hopefully –
Cam
we can break that,
break that
yeah. with Cam. Also, I was just looking at other number 20. Because, like, we talked about this last week, about the number looking right on guys. Like, mm-hmm. like Julio looks perfect in number 11.
Yes, he does.
I don't know what else Julio could wear. Number 11 looks great on him. No, I don't. We'll see what he looks like in number 22. Not that many great players in NBA history. Clyde Drexler, probably the best number 22 ever. Maybe Cam Reddish can supplant them.
I can't think of anybody. Yeah,
Andrew Wiggins.
yeah, okay.
Rudy Gay. or number 22.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Some other news, and we'll talk to Cam Reddish coming up in 10 minutes. He's going to step in here and sit down with us for a nice chat on the day of his introductory press conference as he is a new member of the Atlanta Hawks. Some news coming out of the Atlanta United world. Doug Robertson reporting from the AJC that both Ezequiel Barco, yes, and Tito Villalba will be out for Atlanta United's game on Wednesday. Apparently, Barco was injured in the U.S. Open Cup match, and that's what LGP, Leandro Gonzalez-Pires, was talking about after the game when he complained about the referee, saying that the foul on Barco would have been a red card in any other league in the world. Yeah. Wasn't even what was it called? And now we're talking about an injured Barco. It says here it's going to be about 2 weeks.
That sucks, because that's the one thing when your guys like Barco and Joseph and these guys go play for the countries, first thing we always say, don't get injured. Well, he didn't get injured over there. He came back to get injured.
Yes.
So, yeah, that stinks, man, because we were hoping to get a chance to see if we can get this whole squad back together. And right now, Barco, he's down for a little while. But the one thing about Atlanta is they haven't played an MLS game in a while, and now they're getting to the point where Toronto's coming in on short rest. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'll talk more about this tomorrow and Wednesday as the match gets closer. But this will be the first time in a while that Atlanta United has some rest.
Yeah, that's right.
On a midweek game.
Unfortunately, it won't be the first time in a while that they have Ezequiel Barco on the field.
Yeah.
Because we were looking forward to that once he got him back from Argentina. Went down there to the U-20 World Cup, balled out, and put his name on a stage that it had not been on yet.
Yes.
To a point where we now have to talk about whether or not Ezequiel Barco will be a long-term member of Atlanta United. And the answer seems to be probably not. It's a bummer also that it happens in a secondary competition.
Yes, that's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Now again, guys can get hurt in any competition. You go out there and get hurt whenever. But I don't know. Would it make it less frustrating if he got hurt in an MLS game than a U.S. Open Cup?
Well, you know
game?
How that is. When people get mad, when athletes get hurt working out.
Right.
You know, I mean,
you can get hurt at any time. You don't want guys to ever get hurt. But it feels maybe a little bit worse when you get hurt in a U.S. Open Cup game. All right. Coming up next, Cam Reddish going to join us. The newest member of the Atlanta Hawks, the number 10 overall pick, will come in and sit down, pick his brain on a number of different things, including his musical taste.
Yes.
Right after this.
Get him right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Now, I think that's a good way to bring us back. Cam Reddish joining us here live from the Emory Sports Medicine Complex, the Hawks practice facility, as he was just introduced as the newest member of the Atlanta Hawks. First off, Cam, congratulations. Thanks for
congratulations,
being
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so
congratulations.
Much.
And we had to come back. We had to come in with that song because we saw the clip, Cam, and you're like, my man's coming to Atlanta, and they, you know, the biggest group in Atlanta, Outkast. And you didn't get it.
No, let me explain.
Okay, please.
Please do.
Please do.
Please do.
Please do.
First and foremost.
Yeah, I think I was just like blanking on camera, really.
Uh-huh.
I know them. I've seen them before. But obviously on camera it's different. You know, you get a little tense and nervous. But I don't know them. I know a few songs.
Okay. All right. All is forgiven.
Perfect.
All is forgiven.
We just had to clear that up because when that video came out on Friday, people were like, hang on. They might have to trade him. They don't know who Outkast is. It might have to be a draft day trade. Anyway, Cam Reddish joining us here. Does know who Outkast is, fully confirmed, off to a great start. Number 22, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How come?
Growing up, my dad used to play. He used to wear 44, and just wanted to be, you know, half of him. So 22 was obviously half of 44, and that's how it all started.
That's great.
Cam.
That's a great reason.
Has to be one of the greatest nights of your life being drafted on Thursday night. But, I mean, it's only been 4 days. How has your life changed in these 4 days? Because this is a big deal getting drafted in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. It's truly a blessing. The city of Atlanta showed a ton of love, and I hope to reciprocate that love in the near future. And I'm just extremely happy and excited to be here. So.
What is that? How are you going to reciprocate the love? What does that mean?
Yeah, I want to give Atlanta my all. I'm going to give me the opportunity to, you know, be the best Cam I can be. So I just want to come in here, you know, work extremely, extremely hard, and just give everything I got.
Now, you know a couple of guys that are here already. You said you were talking to the presser. You played at Team USA with Kevin Herter. Mm-hmm. You're a Philly guy, so you know Amari Spellman. But this Trae Young thing, and right now we're looking at him as possibly the face of this franchise, the guy who's going to lead it. How does your relationship need to be with him?
You said how's it need to be?
Yes.
I mean, we need to be super close. I mean, he can do a variety of different things on the court, and I'm looking forward to learning from him, learning, you know, his tendencies and stuff like that, and building our chemistry as a team. I'm not only just Trae, and I feel like, you know, that's the first thing we need to do, and you know, from there it's just up.
Cam Reddish joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I know Trey FaceTimed you right after you got selected.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you as a guy who's now coming onto a team where Trey already is? And look, Trey's done a really good job in a year of building up a rapport with the, like you said, developing that chemistry with the fan base. What does that mean to you for him to reach out to you immediately like that?
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. I mean, it was within minutes he called me. So just knowing he was watching made me feel good. Obviously, he's a phenomenal player. Hopefully, he gets, you know, Rookie of the Year tonight. And, but, I mean, it made me feel great. So I'm looking forward to getting started with him.
This will be my only question to you about Duke and everything, and it's because the fact that what was your role? Because a lot of everybody knew about the other two guys. We know what was going on with them, 1-3 drafted respectfully, but your skill set was probably the closest, was probably better than both of those as far as what you can do as a total player. How was your role with Duke last year? Because for me, I thought, I was like, this guy can ball, but for some reason it seems like he's not sure where he needs to fit in with his team.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough for me to really adjust. You know, I was used to being on the ball a lot, but that's why I think Duke prepared me for this level. I mean, I learned how to play off the ball, and obviously early in the season I had a few injuries, so it was just tough, you know, adjusting in the very beginning. I think it's preparation for what's to come.
I'm sure you've heard a lot of the positive things people have said about your game. I'm sure you've heard some of the negative things people have said coming into the draft as well. And for whatever reason, the thing that kept coming up was motor, was ability to motivate or something like that. Just hearing you up there earlier, talking to you now, you talking about hard work. Where do you think that perception comes from? Why would folks have an idea that your motor wouldn't be what it should be?
I think just I have a calm demeanor.
Yeah.
People can take that, you know, the wrong way. Take it as I'm being passive, and I don't think that's necessarily, you know, true or accurate in any way. I think I just have a calm demeanor, and but you know, I'm ready to give my all. So
we were saying that in your press car. We're like, well, look at, he's cool, man. He's just not, he's not real, you know, he's not a guy that's gonna be out there in your
jacket.
Face. Look at that, I mean, he's
smooth.
He's
gotta be cool.
He's smooth up here with the, that is from the JCPenney collection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're fresh. I mean,
oh, yeah.
JCPenney didn't have stuff like that when I was growing up. But
me,
I mean,
either.
That is sharp right there.
Yeah.
And going back to the injury, because you are a little banged up right now, trying to recover from that. I don't think you're gonna be able to play in summer league and all that. So right now, your whole mindset is just getting healthy and getting on the court.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right now I feel great. Like, I really think I could play.
Obviously
I can't. But I mean, I feel great. I have no pain right now. And yesterday I worked with, you know, the training staff to, you know, just a little PT. So I'm just trying to get back, you know, as soon as possible. No rush. But you know, I'm definitely feeling good right now.
What is it that's ailing you? That's not going to allow you to play in summer league. What's the issue?
Yeah, I had a partially torn groin, and I had to just get it repaired.
Right. Well, yeah, we need your hole, man.
Oh, yeah, we got
Yeah, we need your hole. So I'm going to
be
there.
Of all the things you want to tear, right?
Yeah.
A groin doesn't sound like the one you want to be messing with.
That is. So far, so since you've been here for a couple of days now, how's your interaction been with Coach Pierce so far?
Oh, yeah, he's a real cool dude, real laid back. I feel like we kind of have similar personalities in a way, but I feel like he'll help me grow, and that's what I want to, you know, that's the ultimate goal, is just to get better and progress every single day, and I feel like he'll be the one, you know, to push me every single day.
Has he kind of defined what he needs from you?
Here and there, I feel like that's kind of a thing we need to kind of figure out, you know, once we get on the court and once we connect, you know, with the rest of the team. And, I feel like, you know, we'll just figure that out, you know, in the future, in the near future.
Cam Reddish joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cam, we were talking about this on Friday. We were doing a show talking about you as the selection, and Randy said to me, well, you know, he's tough because he's from Philly.
Yes.
Is that true? Like,
I
didn't realize Philly automatically meant you're tough. Is that true?
I'm actually from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Which is not too far from Philly, but I did play in Philly a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of guys in Philly are gritty and, you know, aggressive and obviously tough. So I definitely get that from that, you know, that area. But for sure, yeah.
I just want a clarification, right? He also said he's not from Philly.
Well, technically he's from Philly, okay?
What is it, Norristown?
Norristown,
that's tougher. That's tougher.
Norristown's tougher than Philly?
I don't know.
There we go. See, there, and again, we enjoy it. We're happy. We're very excited you're here. And when you're sitting there and, you know, the picks are going and everything, because we didn't know what the Hawks were going to. We know that a lot of mock drafts, I know, I'm pretty sure you saw them, had you coming to Atlanta. When 8 came up, did you think you were going there?
I really didn't know. I was praying I came to Atlanta,
uh-huh.
Low-key. But I really had no idea. My agent gave me an idea that you guys would take me at 10, but I wasn't sure I'd be there that long. Obviously, it worked out perfectly for me. But to be honest with you, I had no idea what was going to happen.
Well, I'm glad your prayers were answered.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
You were a guy we've been talking about for a good long time. Why? Why Atlanta was the city that you were praying for?
I mean, I've been here quite a few times. I used to have family here. I'm sure I still do. I'm not necessarily sure if they moved or not. But, I mean, the city of Atlanta, to me, is perfect. Like, I just, like, it's beautiful. I'm outside of the basketball world. And then, obviously, the fan base is like no other. I mean, they show so much love to me and, I mean, billboards and seeing myself on buildings and stuff like that. I mean, it's truly a dream come true. And, I mean, I appreciate all the love.
It's got to be so cool to get come out. And as soon as you get to the city, it's a billboard sitting there with you on it.
Oh, you don't even know.
I don't know.
Nah, I've
never been on a billboard.
Yeah, it felt great. Dream come true, really.
Can you explain this to us? We had this conversation leading into the draft on Thursday. We were taking bets on who was and wasn't going to wear socks. There was a lot of guys up there with no – you're sitting here with us right now with no socks on.
No socks.
What's that about? Is that what's hot right now?
Tell us – no. Tell us the word that you said.
All right, yeah, I said it's swaggy.
It's swaggy.
Yeah, it's definitely swaggy.
We need to get on that side of the swaggy.
I got sweaty feet. I just – it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, definitely swaggy, smooth. But, you know, my pants were kind of – they're higher. So I'm not going to wear socks like that. It won't look right.
You got to
so,
show the ankles off.
It's all about the style.
Yeah. So, okay, when are you going to officially, you know, everybody's coming down. I'm here in Atlanta. You got to go back to school, get some stuff. What you got coming up?
Right now I'm here. I'm here till summer league. I'll be here throughout the entire time, just rehabbing and trying to get better, get more healthy. And, I mean, that's that. So.
Okay.
What else do we need to know about Cam Reddish as he joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy? What about nicknames? There's a lot of nicknames on this team. Do you have one?
I mean, my full name's obviously Cameron, but my nickname is Cam. I go by Cam. A lot of people call me Cam Fan, of course.
Cam Fan.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't mind that.
All right.
And, you know, those two right there.
Perfect.
I love it.
Welcome to Atlanta, Cam.
Yeah, congratulations, brother. That's big time.
I'm happy those prayers were answered, man. Great to meet you. Again, congratulations. We'll be seeing a lot of you soon.
For sure. Thanks.
That's Cam Reddish, the number 10 overall pick by the Atlanta Hawks last week, newest member of your Atlanta Hawks as well. We'll come back, react to some of what we heard from Cam, and get back into the trending topics of the day on the other side right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.